experiment, but then if it doesn't work somewhere, then it all falls apart. So it's based on actual understanding. Then when you apply it, then it works, and therefore you get the proper emotional, you know, support and feelings like that. So that's what we're trying to do. So that's why the form is important. So when the devotees don't care for the Vedic form, or mistake the Vedic form to be the particular external rather than the purpose, then they actually distance themselves from the very social system that they can find their own personal satisfaction or family satisfaction, but also the community satisfaction. So it's very interesting that the liberals who claim community is the main thing are the ones that are breaking down any opportunity for community. At the same time as those who are very conservative don't make the concept of Veda community very attractive for those who want to know and question and consider the individual or emotions and stuff like that. The other ones don't consider the emotions, it's just the rule is what makes it work. So they both are doing, in one sense, a disservice. But at least of it, the conservative, at least they accept the concept of authority. So that's they're actually better situated than the liberal. But they don't have the means to be dynamic like the liberals do, which means the intelligence, questioning, willingness to be, try a variety of things. You know, so if you can combine the two, then you have something solid. So this
utility.
Because that's actually then you're able to apply. Because yukta vairagya actually means that you're able to take the standards of Krishna consciousness and imply them into an environment that the form of the standards isn't easily manifest in. That's yukta vairagya. Yukta vairagya doesn't mean I throw my standards out and then do anything and claim that that's connected to Krishna. That's not yukta vairagya. They're missing me on the point. Because if it's vairagya, yukta means it's connected with the Lord, and it only connects to the Lord mainly through the devotion. So that part they have right. But there's forms that Krishna gives. The Prabhupada keeps again and again, and Srila Muni again and again mentioning the form of Krishna consciousness, the Vedic rules and regulations. So it has to be the rules and regulations, but unless you understand the purpose of them, you won't actually know yukta vairagya. So for a person who doesn't believe in following the rules and is very modern in their outlook, to claim that what they're doing is yukta vairagya, it's got nothing to do with it. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's like they have a picture out of a magazine of a car and they say that they, you know, they got the wheels and they're driving around town. So they don't even know what yukta vairagya is. All that they know is it's a very two-word excuse for anything they do so that people who have standards will leave them alone, or who have different standards. That's all. It's just something you say, and then everybody's supposed to shut up.
Yeah, it's selfish.
Yeah. It's not, because you have the standards, then you have to apply it. If your situation's ideal, you apply it ideally. If it's not ideal, you apply it to the next best, and then until it's 100 times removed, but it's still based on the same principle. You know, in other words, let us say the principle of dressing. Wearing of the Vaishnav dress is the gentlemanly attire. And it's very practical because you can do so many things with it. You know, you can wear it for different ways, for different, you know, you want to sleep, you're doing work, you want to dress night, you know, as formal, you can do all these adjustments with it. So therefore, if you're in an environment where you could wear that, why you wouldn't? Because that would be the best option. So to use something lower is not yukta vairagya, that's laziness or attachment or misgivings like that. Now let's say you can't wear, so therefore in that environment you would wear what is considered the most, you know, proper dress. So if you're in, let's say, a Western formal environment, then you wear a suit or something. It's still somewhat formal, but more relaxed than you wear your, you know, dress casuals. It's even more than you have to go down, where to the point where, let's say, you have to do something on the street with street people. So you would have to dress what they would consider up-to-date streetwear. You got to have your chain and your pants hanging off and your underwear sticking out and your hat on crooked. But it better be, you know, the pants and the chain that they think is good. And if it's the wrong
the
one,
label.
You're not, that is not Youth to Buy Rugby. So that's the thing. But if you could wear a dhoti, why you'd be out there and you're, you know, wearing some weirdo stuff? That's Youth to Buy Rugby. It's a science, but they just throw it around loosely. You know, it's like these, you know, you get these terms, holistic or, you know, these kind of words that I don't even think the people that are using them now know what they mean. They just know that if you say it, everybody goes, yes. You know, it's like a, whatever call, you know, the beauty pageants, they always have to say, you know, they want world peace. And everyone goes, oh, yes, so nice. Like that. What, they wouldn't even know what it is. You know, they probably don't even know what the next country is, what, you know, let alone the world. So does that make sense? So this whole thing of the basis of the culture, even though they're so worried about it, the actual science of it, they reject many times. Either they don't understand it and they're worried about it because it means some change due to their attachment, or it's a lot of work and they feel I'm too old for this, or I'm too busy, or it's not, I'm too, you know, I have to be practical. Some way there's an excuse, they're afraid of it. But the principles are so simple that they can always be applied.
Thank you very much.
Anamaya pranamaya, generally it is, but in the modern sense it is. It means those who are liberal are situated in pranamaya, extended sense gratification. But it still is not religion. And those who are generally very strict in the modern sense, they're also situated, but they're more into, they have a different, so there's a concept of religion in that there's some rules. While the other one is whatever is good for the mood of the individual, that's what they do. Like that. It's based on the senses rather than on religion. Like that. Conservatives generally support religion and get their standards from religion. Well, the liberals, generally, they want sense gratification equally divided amongst everybody.
That's more like anamaya.
Yeah, means it's anamaya but presented for everyone. That makes it pranamaya. But it only becomes manamaya when you accept religion. And it only actually becomes solid religion when you accept manasya. Otherwise, the others are technically sub-religion. They're not actually. Just be good, be nice. That's part of ethics. It's not religion. Religion is you're human, therefore in this situation you have to be nice in this way. In that situation, nice in that way. You know what I'm saying? So that's religion establishes, not ethics.
Maharaj, you stressed a few times the importance of properly dealing with equals.
Yes.
And somebody was asking if there are equal devotees, but they're not of the same standard, and choice of association is limited. So what can learn?
Then you deal with them how much works with you. In other words, there must be some common standards, so base it on that. The standards that are not there, don't expect them to follow. In other words, be friends, but don't expect that they'll be like you. And so therefore, you can only be as close as that relationship will allow. You know, you can talk about Krishna kind, but talk about areas where there's commonality. In other words, don't talk about areas where there'll be a difference of opinion. You know, like that.
Got it on tape?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
I carry this all the way.